Lucilla, look at the stars.
Sometimes this planet feels so tiny.
Well, just think, one day, maybe not this generation, but someday, I'm sure, we shall make contact with alien life forms.
What makes you so sure?
Oh, I don't know. I've just got this feeling in my antennae.
Paradise Lost in Space by Colin Swash.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Captain Rossiter here on British Spaceways Lunar Shuttle Flight 2001. Passengers on the left of the shuttle can now see a rather splendid view of planet Earth, the magnificent white clouds of the Gulf Stream swirling over the blue of the Atlantic. And there, just up to the right, Great Britain, is that tiny grey blob. We remain on schedule to land on the moon, Spielberg Terminal, in approximately 12 hours, and naturally a light meal of chicken, vegetarian or vegan salad will continue to be served at half-hourly intervals. Thank you.
Heaven. The stars by my window, Beethoven on my Walkman, and a grenade in my flight bag. Couldn't be better. You've even got an empty seat next to you. Just give yourself another minute, Norman. Relax, and then you'll be headline news. They'll even interrupt the snooker on telly for this one. Funny, Norman. I never thought you'd be this calm. But now you're through security. So calm. Heaven.
Hello!
Ha!
Sorry, friend.
Friend?
It's all right if I sit here. I mean, you don't mind, do you?
Yes.
Thanks. Only the food comes hotter if you're at the front, doesn't it?
It's salad.
And there's nothing worse than sitting alone, is there?
Excuse me!
Yes, sir?
I was wondering, would it be possible for me to visit the flight deck? Just to look around.
I assure you, sir, everything's in perfect working order.
I'm sure it
is. Every craft undergoes rigorous annual maintenance.
I just wanted to look at the lights and the buttons and things.
I'm sorry, sir, but the captain won't allow anyone on the flight deck.
Why not?
It breaks the automatic pilot's concentration. Now, if you'll excuse me, sir, I'm behind on my salads.
Oh, hit a nerve there, I think. They're a bit touchy these days.
All right, Norman, just think this through.
Ever since that faulty cubicle fell off the shuttle over London. You must have read about it. Three tourists flattened by a toilet just outside Buckingham Palace.
One paper even said that five people died. You know, naughty couple trying to join the 500 Mile High Club.
Listen, I don't know your name.
It's Babbitt, Max Babbitt. How do you do?
And I don't want to know. Can't you just leave me in peace?
Oh, dear, you're not a happy flyer, are you?
I was.
Oh, damn. There you are. Oh, Beethoven.
Thank you.
Don't worry. They say the two worst things about flying are taking off and landing.
What about being stuck next to a cheerful bore who won't stop talking?
That's fourth worst, I think, after the food. Oh! No, I'm not really that sort at all.
Oh, good.
So, what do you do?
Don't kill him, Norman. You'll only attract attention.
Besides, listen to Beethoven, of course.
I'm a terrorist.
I'm in property myself. My partner and I run a lunar timeshare business, Random and Babbitt Lunar Timeshares. You may have heard of us.
No.
Self-cater, inner crater. No? We've got a lovely... Sorry, what did you say you did?
Excuse me.
Sir?
I've got to get onto the flight deck.
Oh, dear, is my company that bad?
As I said, sir, the captain can't allow it.
Listen. Perhaps you'd better inform your captain that I've got a hand grenade.
A grenade?
And I'm prepared to use it.
I say.
Are you serious?
Deadly.
You'd better follow me.
Brilliant.
What?
What a way to see the flight deck. Bit naughty.
I have got a grenade, you idiot.
That's right. You keep it up. Keep it up.
Out of my way.
It's all right. I'll come with you. I quite fancy a peek.
No.
Oh, hang on, phone. Oh, there's no escape from it these days, is there? Not even in space. I'll be with you in a tick.
No, you won't.
This way, sir.
Max Babbitt, Random and Babbitt Lunar Timeshares.
Max, it's Tony.
Tone, all well back at base?
Fine, I've just seen off that oxygen filter rep.
Full of hot air, eh?
Nice one, Max. Having a good flight?
You know me, Tone, I always make a few friends.
Oh, yes, that's true.
It is possible, Stella, that we've been terribly unfriendly.
Unfriendly? We're never unfriendly. We're oblivions.
Well, we're never unfriendly to each other, Stella. But think, in the whole of planet Oblivio's history, what has our race ever done to try to communicate with creatures from other planets?
Nothing.
Precisely. I mean, if that's not unfriendly, well, I mean, it's certainly rather offish.
What's on your mind, Macari?
Stella, why don't we send a message out into space?
What? Some kind of ultra-high-frequency psychic signal?
I was thinking of writing hello on the ground in big letters.
Oh.
Show them we can speak English.
Steady on. I'd say we spoke a smattering rather than being entirely au fait with the lingo.
Mm. It's queer, isn't it? A book lands on Oblivio from an unknown planet. 100 oblivions spend 6 years decoding it from the opening words.
NASA Library, please return.
Right through to the very end.
The end.
6 years deducing all the rules of grammar and syntax, compiling a vocabulary of breathtaking richness and variety, and yet still The Plays of Noel Coward, Volume 3, retains its sense of mystery.
Mm. How do you mix a martini?
How does one play tennis?
What is misery, and why is Norfolk so flat?
Just think, Stella. Someone up there knows.
Captain Rossiter here again. I'm afraid we've run into a light cluster of disused broadcasting satellites, hence the rising and dipping we're presently experiencing. There's no need to fasten your seatbelts, but you may like to think twice about the next round of salad. Thank you. Oh, hello, Jane.
Captain, this gentleman insisted on coming onto the flight deck.
Oh, good evening, sir.
He says he's...
Before we proceed, Jane, would you mind taking his flight bag back to his seat? I'm sure you understand, sir. Regulations from above. They're convinced everyone's desperate to bring a bomb in here.
It is a bomb.
A bomb?
Well, a grenade, to be precise.
Oh, so you'll want to hang on to it. Fair enough. Jane, why not fetch our guest a drink?
I don't want a drink.
Well, just for me then, please, Jane.
The usual.
Don't move.
All right, whatever you say. After all, you've got the bomb.
Grenade.
Bomb, grenade. Oh, they're all the same to us. Look, are you sure you won't have a scotch?
No way, I know your game. Play it all nice and friendly, then zap, your plainclothes guards jump me.
Guards? What guards? Let's face it, if we were that hot on security, we'd have spotted your grenade. How did you get it through?
In a bag of oranges.
Clever.
Oh, actually, sir, would you mind showing it to us? Not that we don't believe you've got one, but company policy and all that.
Satisfied?
Yeah. That's a grenade, all right.
Oh.
Oh, no. A mushy orange.
It's all sticky.
Jane, fetch a hot towel for our guest.
Yes, Captain.
Stay where you are.
Go. Sorry, Jane, my mistake.
That's your last warning. It's perfectly simple. Just nobody move and nobody say a word.
Hello. Oh. Have I missed anything?
Oh.
Oh, say, look at all those lights and buttons.
The name's Babbitt, by the way. Max Babbitt, Random and Babbitt Lunar Timeshares. How do you do?
Mr. Babbitt, this gentleman here has a bomb.
A grenade?
Sorry, yes, grenade.
No, he hasn't. That's just a ruse.
Babbitt, what is this?
Oh. A grenade.
Thank you.
What's that pit doing on it?
Never mind. I'm not your friend. Now, everyone just do as I say, and no one will get hurt.
That sounds reasonable. How can we help?
Take me to Mars.
Right then. Whereabouts?
Sorry?
Mars is a big place. Do you want the Tharsis Ridge, North Polar Sand Dunes, Mariner Valley?
Wait a minute. What about the rest of us? We want to go to the moon.
Well, if you had a grenade too, that would be rather awkward. You haven't got one, have you?
No, I have not.
So, sir, where on Mars?
Where was the last place you said?
Mariner Valley.
That'll do.
Fine. Any particular spot? I mean, it is over 4,000 kilometres long.
I don't care. Anywhere, just head for Mars.
Well, perhaps when we get a bit closer.
How long will this take?
Well, that depends on the prevailing conditions, but rough estimate, 6 months.
But I've got a business appointment.
Well, you may have to cancel that, sir. Jane, you look troubled.
It's okay. We've got enough salad.
What do you want to go to Mars for, anyway? Meet some Martians, perhaps?
I've always wondered about that. An encounter with aliens.
Think about it, Jane. Communication would be a nightmare.
I hope they can read this.
Well, I'm pretty sure the letters are big enough, Stella.
Oh, who'd have thought that kicking sand would be so tiring? Phew. One letter to go.
Oh, plus the question mark.
Oh, yes. Well done, Macari. We don't want aliens picking holes in our punctuation.
My word. Doesn't Spiral Mountain look beautiful so close up?
It always looks beautiful, Macari.
The way it curls and wisps so perfectly. It's almost as if some superior being crafted it out of the sand.
I thought it was just the wind. There. Finished.
A message for outer space.
We have got the spelling right, haven't we?
Anyone for tennis. Yep, that's it.
So that's it, is it? We're off to Mars just because some nutcase with a grenade says so.
Now, Mr. Babbitt, we won't get anywhere calling each other names. Speaking of which, sir, as you're going to be calling the shots for the next few months, what do we call you?
Call me Norman.
And what organisation are you with?
Organisation? I don't belong to an organisation. I'm acting on my own.
Oh, I see.
What's the matter? Do you have to be a member these days to do a hijack?
No, not at all. Of course not. It just helps us on the admin side.
Babbitt, what are you doing?
I'm calling my office. If I'm going to be late...
Shut it, Babbitt, and get your podgy fingers off that phone.
I beg your pardon. No, I will not be spoken to like that.
Babbitt, stay right there. He's gone. Listen, Captain. Keep heading for Mars and no funny business. I'm coming straight back.
You're the boss.
Babbitt, come here.
I have to make this call.
No, you don't.
Wait.
They closed the door. They're going to jump me.
Right, Babbitt. You're choking me.
It's not too comfy for my arm either, but I need a shield.
Can you just lower your hand a bit?
Why?
It smells of orange.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to apologise once again for this slight turbulence and to inform you that we have been hijacked.
Oh. He's telling the plainclothesman.
This flight has now been diverted to Mariner Valley on the planet Mars.
Quick, in here! The toilet? Yeah.
I'm sorry I can't be more specific, but as soon as...
You'll never get away with this.
We'll see.
I'll sue you for every penny you've got.
Sue me?
I'm on the verge of clinching a very big lunar chalet deal right opposite McDonald's, and if it all falls through because of you...
Babbitt, 5 seconds from now, you could be dead.
Dead?
4, 3,
the grenade.
2,
what are you doing?
1. Warning you. Oh, can I sit down?
Sure. As long as you keep your trousers on.
Norman, let's be reasonable. Look, you're conducting a hijack. You're a bit on edge. That's perfectly understandable. But this isn't easy for me either. Now, if we both make allowances... Look, I was reading this article in a flight magazine, oddly enough, about just this sort of thing. How even in the most trying of circumstances, it has been known for some sort of relationship, friendship even, to develop between hostage and captor.
Babbitt.
Please, Norman, call me Max.
Max?
Yes, Norman.
Shut up.
Okay, fine. Will do.
Max, you're a sensible man, aren't you?
Too sensible, my wife says.
That's good, Max, because I'm going to put the grenade down here, just for a moment, mind. And if you were stupid enough to even think about playing the hero...
I'd live to regret it.
Not for very long.
I see. Norman, why are you doing this?
I've got orange on my hands.
No, the hijack.
It's for a good cause.
Don't tell me. Oxfam.
Amongst other charities.
What?
It is for charity, yes. I want every charity in every country to donate all its money to the World Bank.
Are you sure you've got that right?
Max, wouldn't you like to live in an ideal world?
Yes.
In an ideal world, there'd be no charities, would there?
You are mad.
Am I? What happens when you give money to charity? You feel good, don't you?
In some small way.
But you should feel awful. You should be asking why the hell you need to give anything.
This isn't an ideal world,
it's
Norman.
It's time for a change, Babbitt. Drastic change. Charities have been patching up the mess and making us feel better for far too long. We've got to look at what causes all the rot. All the suffering, all the mindless waste of life. It's got to stop.
And if your demands are not met...
I blow us all up.
No, you can't. I've got a wife and a little boy.
Oh, I don't believe it. No paper towels. Have you got a handkerchief?
I don't want to die.
Have you got a handkerchief?
There you are.
Thank you. Oh, haven't you got a clean one? Oi!
Put that back.
Got it.
Babbitt, give me back my grenade.
No way.
I trusted you.
The hijack's over, Norman.
But it's hardly begun. Please, Babbitt. Max, please, listen. Give the grenade back, Max. I promise you, if all goes according to plan, you'll be back with your family and selling your story to the papers within a week.
A week? What about Mars?
Oh, Mars, that was just to capture the world's imagination, you know, get the media interested. Hijacks are two a penny these days, aren't they? Oh, come on, Max. You and I, we could change the world.
That's all very well, Norman, but I've got a business appointment.
A business appointment?
Oh, keep away from me, Norman.
How could that be more important?
I'm warning you, one more step.
One more step?
Keep back, or we'll all go up.
What?
I'm serious.
You can't be.
Don't push me.
You're going to blow us up.
This is your last chance.
All right. I give up. You want to know the truth? It's a dummy.
A dummy grenade?
Yep.
No.
100% fake.
You swear?
On my mother's grave.
Oh. Oh, God. You mean all this time?
And you fell for it.
It looks so realistic.
Down to the finest detail. Keep it if you like. No, no, no. Tell you what. Why not give it back to me?
So if you pulled the pin out, nothing would happen.
Nothing. Go on, Max. Let's have it.
No explosion. Not even a pop.
All the same, Max, don't pull it out.
Pop.
Oh, God, throw it away, quick.
What?
I was bluffing, you idiot.
But you swore on your mother's grave.
I never liked her. Throw it away.
Where?
Here, now.
Calling Heathrow Control Tower. This is British Spaceways Moon Shuttle 2001.
Heathrow Control, reading you loud and clear.
Heathrow, we've lost another loo.
Another one?
Check.
Understood. We'll warn Buckingham Palace.
I'm sealing off affected area.
Please give Cubicle's radar coordinates.
Cubicle radar coordinates, Oh, that's odd.
What's that?
There's nothing on the radar.
Captain!
I'll get back to you, Heathrow. Jane, any serious injuries?
No, just a little shock.
How about the passengers?
A few bones broken, nothing we can't fix. But, Captain...
Yes?
We appear to have lost our hijacker.
Oh, dear.
And Mr. Babbitt. One of the passengers said they went into the toilet together.
But they barely knew each other.
Oh, God, we're going to die. What can we do? There must be something... Norman, talk to me.
I have nothing to say to you, Babbitt.
At least let me use the oxygen mask.
Give me one good reason.
Oh, hang on.
Yes!
Of course. They fit toilets for two nowadays.
Fuck up.
The 500-mile high club.
Oh, joy.
You can't blame me for this, Norman. It was your grenade. You're responsible. Norman, listen to me.
Babbitt, a simple glance through the round frosted window will tell you that we are hurtling through space really rather quickly. The future is far from rosy. Either we will hit something and disintegrate, or we'll just keep moving through the cosmos until we disintegrate. But whatever the case, Babbitt, you are absolutely right. We are going to die. Now then... It's a difficult choice, but for my last few minutes of human life, I have decided I would rather listen to the music of one of civilization's greatest ever composers than to you. Nothing personal. Goodbye!
Norman.
What?
Can I listen?
Hold this, dear ear.
Thank you, Norman.
Please don't mention it.
Norman. Do you believe in life after death?
No. I hope I'm wrong.
It's the big question, isn't it? The big, big question.
Well, I don't know the answer, Stella.
It's clearly a kind of dance, which, if we've deduced it correctly, involves some twitching of the upper and lower limbs.
If only we knew what music sounded like.
Perhaps we should have written a different message.
What? Can you Charleston?
Oh. Oh, well, it's out there now.
Yes, come on. Let's join the others. All that writing has made me hungry.
Me too. Imagine writing a whole play like Noel Coward.
Mm. though I don't suppose he wrote in sand.
Oh, look. A shooting star.
Oh, let's make a wish.
A wish? What's a wish?
Well, I don't know. It's in one of the plays.
Oh.
Stella?
Yes.
Are you sure that's a star?
Norman? Shall I tell you how I always imagined it happening?
No, thanks.
Hit something.
I think you're right.
But we haven't disintegrated.
What can I say? I was wrong. I'm sorry.
Hey, don't open the door! How do you know we can breathe the air?
Because it's coming in through the window. It smashed when we landed.
Ah, fresh air. Hey, you don't think we're
back on Earth? You never know. Well, geography was never one of my strong points. How are you on the world's deserts?
Good God.
Was it the Gobi or the Sahara that's day-glow pink?
It's beautiful. Where are we?
Well, it's certainly not Earth. Do you realise we must be the first humans ever to see this?
Unless we're in heaven.
Is this how you imagined it?
Oh, no, not at all. Actually, I always thought it'd be quite a cosy...
Save it, Babbitt! God, I need some water.
Me too. Well, at least that's no problem.
No problem? We're in a desert, you moron.
Yes, but it must be one of the few benefits of toilet travel. A water supply.
I don't believe it. You finally said something worth saying. Excuse me. Oh! There is no God.
What?
For a few precious moments when we landed in one piece, I really thought there might be, you know, someone watching over us. But what the hell is the point of pulling us through a high-speed crash in a flying toilet, landing us on a nice warm planet, and then taking a whopping great axe to all the plumbing?
There are a few drops down here. Oh, it's detergent. Norman? Norman, where are you going?
Billy Smart Circus.
What?
How should I know where I'm going?
Are you looking for water?
No, a beer will do.
You might not find anything.
Fine, well, you just dig yourself a cosy 6-foot hole and have a lie down.
No, it's all right, Norman. I'm coming with you.
Oh, good.
If we die, we die together.
You really know how to cheer a guy up, don't you, Babbitt?
Norman.
What?
Please, call me Max.
I could have sworn it disappeared near Spiral Mountain.
Yes. But where's Spiral Mountain?
That seems to have disappeared too.
Unless... Oh, golly.
No.
It's been flattened.
And look! Someone's run a line straight through our message.
Perhaps the spelling was wrong.
Macari, follow the line through the sand dune.
Your star. Except... it's not a star at all. It's got a door in it.
A door? But that must mean aliens.
Come on, Stella. Let's say hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hello? Oh, a small room. How sweet.
What an extraordinary aroma.
Macari, look. Behind you on the wall. It's English.
Do not use while standing at a space station.
Macari, room's not the right word, is it? This must be, a car.
For travelling in?
Yes, like the one that went to Budley Salterton.
Budley Salterton?
You know, Blythe Spirit, Act 2, Scene 3.
Oh, no, that was Folkestone.
Well, wherever this has come from, you know what it means.
Yes, they got our message.
I should never have come back, Norman. Don't waste your breath.
I'd give anything now. Anything for just one tiny sip of cool, wet detergent.
Who knows? Maybe over the next dune.
Oh, God.
What?
Look.
Good Lord. Tell me I'm dreaming.
You're not dreaming. I don't believe it. It's incredible.
A symphony orchestra.
It's fading away.
Oh, a mirage.
A mirage?
Of course it is. We're dehydrated, looking for water, for any sign of civilization. We're bound to start hallucinating.
That does it. I'm going back for some detergent.
You'll regret it, Max, I promise.
See you later, maybe.
On second thoughts, perhaps I'll stay.
Wise man, Max. Come on. We'll find life on this god-awful planet sooner or later.
Norman, we found it.
What?
Over there. Look.
Those creatures coming this way. Quick, hide. Don't be silly, Max. It's another mirage.
I don't think so, Norman.
Why not?
One of them's listening to your Walkman.
Oh, God. Get down.
Well, I can't say it's my sort of thing.
My feelings entirely. Not what you call a foot tapper.
Harry, what's that?
It's coming from behind that dune.
Turn it off! I'm trying! Hello, Max Babbitt. They've seen us!
Max? Oh, sorry, mate. Wrong number. Ciao.
No! Tony, wait, please! How did he get through? Look, Max, they're coming this way! Now, just do as I do. Stay on your knees and hold your hands out like this.
Why?
To show them we mean no harm.
No, I'm sorry, Norman. With all respect, I think I've done rather more international travelling than you have. There's only one way to communicate with strangers in strange parts.
What's that?
Do you speak English?
For heaven's sake, Max, this is an unknown planet, not the Bangkok Hilton.
Hello, good evening.
Anyone for tennis?
Norman!
Get up!
He seems to have passed out.
Oh, poor dear.
In fact, both of us need a drink rather badly.
A martini, perhaps?
A martini?
Oh, he's passed out, too.
What a very curious breed.
Perhaps it's some form of greeting. Though, McCurry, there must be so much we can learn from them.
Yes, all about tennis.
And martinis.
And misery.
Oh, I can hardly wait. McCurry, it's that sound again.
So it is.
It's coming from that little box, listen. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I am, Stella. Let's dance.
In Paradise Lost in Space, Tony Robinson was Norman. David Haig was Max. Louise Lombard, Stella, and Michael Troughton, Macari. Captain Rossiter was played by Dan Strauss, Jane by Carla Mendonca, and Tony by Jeff McGiven. Paradise Lost in Space was written by Colin Swash and produced by Richard Wilson.